Hello, Cheesemongers. I trust you've had a great start to your week. For those who are enjoying three-day weekend, lucky are you. December is giving. The stories were lit this weekend, and I'm glad everybody is being intentional about just chilling, taking a break, and having fun. Welcome to the second edition of the third season of the Clatchet Podcast. My name is Yvette Kikuyu, a.k.a. Amaka, the original, the certified Cheesemonger. And on this platform, we aim to educate, empower, and entertain through life's crazy stories because trust you. Me. Nobody has this shit figured out. So today I'm going to be posting the second part of our conversation between me and Momo. The theme is still ho, 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 happiness over everything. And on this episode, we delve deep into some common themes that, you know, we have been buzzwords throughout the year. We talk about therapy, choosing your therapist, understanding deep trauma. We go further deeper into the Yohari window. And then towards the end, we play a very interesting card game called Table Talk. And it just has beautiful, reflective questions about life that just allows us to dig deep into each other's heads, as well as evaluate how far we've come as human beings, how we've grown, the challenges we've gone through. So I hope that you could also take time maybe to write these questions down as we're in the hosting season, we're in the season of Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, maybe you have friends coming over. These are some of those questions you people can be asking each other. It's not every time when you're hanging out, you should just be living with a hangover. If you add small wisdom on top, is it not good? Anyway, let me not dig deep into the episode right now. We will be right back after the beat, and I hope you enjoy this as much as we did creating it. Take care. Bye.
Welcome to Auntie Kiko's podcast. Enjoy!
So that's why I say whenever you do good, sometimes it's important kukumbusha Mungu.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my friend always said sometimes when I need something from God, especially he said when you have those prayers when your period hasn't come. And you're like, God, I beg. I'm not going to do them again. God, I beg you. I will carry the condom myself. That time, God is just looking at you. That's the time you have to kumbusha Mungu. God, the children's home I supported, oh, Heavenly Father. The 10%, oh, Heavenly God. The village people have educated. God, I beg you. Bring my period. She's like, up on the kumbusha Mungu.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So in the same way, Miss Kumbushi Mungu, but I just tell him, Iye nimefanya Mungu, I know nasema tupatiane kiro safi. I'm just saying, ile time nye nita need na wota jua, nirudishie.
Nirudishie.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. And I really like that.
Yeah.
Just being able to give that, because I think we touched on that previously, that how we are more forgiving when it comes to our romantic relationships than we are with our
female friends.
Mm. And I think it's also when it comes to our female friends, just being able to give, being able to wholeheartedly give to them.
Correct.
You know, because what we're going through, sometimes we don't look, you're going through something and you think that your friend anakatu amekuwa tu
pause. Yeah, yeah.
They're just on pause waiting for you to call them. And then you tell them your business. Asipochukua simu.
I had Yanni. A jibu. Mm-hmm. And then next thing they post with another friend. You're like, oh, okay. There's a new sheriff in town. Wow, mtakosana tu.
Mtakosana tu. You're not knowing that people are, they also have their own lives.
Correct.
And so extending that grace to them as well.
Mm.
And not just looking at them like, hey, na vile ile lasemu lini call. Na mimi nilikuwa hapo. Mimi nikikukola wezi chukua simu.
Thank you.
Hey, when people are in your circle, but they're not in your corner.
I don't know whose circle has a corner, but anyway, but no that, problem.
But they're not in your corner.
Yes.
So I it's also just extending that same grace to them.
Mm.
But I've definitely been learning that, especially this year. Just friends. Your friends are... You, at the end of the day, some of them will be, they'll go through life with you.
True.
Until the end. They will ride with you till the end.
True. You know, and even that riding with you through till the end, it doesn't mean that it is consistent.
Mm.
Because even when I did a podcast with Grace, there's something that we said, and she said like, I have my phases where probably like there was a time I had my rich friends.
Uh-huh.
And my rich friends had now taken to me to the upper echelon panache places. Uh-huh. I was not feeling bad and bougie.
Oh.
And I'm like, you will never understand, sorry. But it didn't mean she loved me less.
Mm.
She just loved me from a distance.
Yeah.
And she realized, like, okay, she has to go through this phase.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there, done that. I'm not really looking to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to walk that life with her. Mm-hmm. But this is her journey to take.
Exactly.
Even though she's not coming with me, it doesn't mean that I'm not essential or important or I'm not in her life.
Mm.
So sometimes you have to understand, it doesn't have to look like when you're tutu mishikana mkono po Mary and Jane walking to school
every day.
No. It's different. It's different. And even there would be those situations where they would make choices that you feel you're maligned or like, oh, that should have been me.
Mm.
Yeah, Grace knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Emotional damage. In such a love voice. and with time you realize, okay, maybe at that particular point I'm the one who was watching her from afar,
yes,
and that friend that she chose for that particular activity was the one who was now the active one.
Exactly.
There will always be dynamism in this relationship, active, inactive, but it doesn't mean you're not present.
That I love that.
Yes,
I love that.
Yes.
And I think also just understanding that we're going through phases.
Mm.
We all go through phases. I manage you because now you're seeing me with Njeri that I don't love you anymore.
True.
At now we are not friends.
Correct.
No, maybe me and Njeri too kuna vitu we are connecting.
Yeah.
You know, probably we are connecting through work.
Correct. I'm not an encyclopedia. I don't know everything.
You don't know everything. Exactly.
Yeah. And probably you've got into that phase now. Me, I'm to get to it later.
Exactly. Or you've already passed that
Correct.
Phase, and I'm looking to connect with someone who's starting on that phase, and
Correct.
We can discover it together.
Correct.
Whereas you have already advanced and you're in a different level.
True.
It's like having friends who are married. You know,
very true.
You are out here dating, you go streets.
Ah, deep. No, girl. Correction.
Gated community.
Lanes.
Pavements.
Private jets.
Private jets.
Hello,
honey.
Helipads. Strips. Excuse me, streets.
Sorry.
Do I look like I beg in the gutter? Have you seen me?
Kwa machukuni.
Kwa machukuni. Excuse. Ah.
So we were uko kwa gated community.
Yes.
So you want someone who's in that gated community with you.
Mm-hmm.
Who can navigate those first phases of dating, and you can exchange these stories and laugh about it.
Correct.
And, you know, what you're doing wrong during dating. Whereas probably talking to your married friend, they'd be like, this is what you're supposed to do.
Correct.
In order for you to get a husband. It doesn't mean that they don't love you. It's just that they see it from a different side. Whereas you want to enjoy that phase.
Correct.
You have your own way.
But also as the best friend, sometimes you could be giving feedback from, it could be a trauma response.
Yes.
Because you could realize that, okay, fine, I got the ring, I got the picket fence and stuff, but the relationship and the connection I have could have been different had I done things differently.
Oh.
So you try to correct your mistakes through your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that this is her mistake to make.
So true. But that is so hard, Amaka. Watching,
you understand?
Amaka, that is hard.
It's very hard.
Because sometimes when you look at your friend, you're like, sis.
Una chezwa.
And so sitting there.
Do you know how hard it is to advise a woman in love? Maureen. A woman
it's
in
really
love.
Hard.
My friend. It is like playing the guitar for a goat.
Inakwaga sometimes.
It is hard. It is hard.
You know, because you're seeing your friend doing certain things. But this is the thing. When someone is in it, when they're in love and all of that, they're not seeing it from the outside.
Correct. Johari window.
No.
Those things that they see that you cannot see.
Kutoka kwa dirisha. So it you know, when you're experiencing it, you don't really see it.
Correct.
But someone else from the outside, your friend looking from the outside, they're seeing certain things. Mm. They're noticing things that you can't see because you have rose-colored,
you're blinded,
you know, glasses on.
Girl, I couldn't see the red flag. I thought they were blue. I had shades
it's
on.
My Ford glasses.
My Balenhuager.
Balenhuager.
You know, with the Blu-ray lighting, kind of made those red flags blue.
The red flags were blue. They were green.
They were green. They said, go. Proceed.
Not no.
As we proceed to give you what you need. Character development.
Character development.
AKA Shege, waiting for you. Pro Max.
Ah. So, of course, as a friend, you're seeing this mm-hmm. and you're just like, it becomes very hard for you.
Yeah.
I think it takes a certain level of maturity or even just, I don't know if you could call it grace, giving your friend grace, just being able to watch that, not judge them.
True.
Not push them as True. Well, but just be there with them.
True.
As they go through this phase. Correct. So I've also learned that because another problem I have, Amaka, is that...
I like the fact that you're calling yourself out.
I have to call myself out.
I love it. I love it.
I have to. You know, you just have to. Another problem I have whenever I see my friends going through such phases is that sometimes I can be very judgmental in terms of...
Me, even if I don't say it, my face will say it.
The expression
I can
face.
Control my tongue, but my face.
But your face.
It needs spiritual anointing.
It does.
I'm just like, sis. It's giving.
It's giving. It's giving. It's giving.
It's giving suffering.
It's giving suffering.
It's giving emotional distress.
It's giving character development.
It's giving shaking.
And it becomes quite hard for me to... You know, not share that.
Exactly. Or not to say, I told you so.
Correct. You know, like those ones of, because, so I've learned also now to just, number one, keep my bloody mouth shut.
Girl.
Okay.
So there's a friend of mine who said one thing. There was a day we were having a conversation. And then I was like, then everyone was contributing. You know, like when the conversation is heated and then there's just that one person in the corner who's keeping quiet. And you're just like, I really want to get to this person's brain.
Yes.
Like, I want them to roroa so I can see what they're thinking. Yes. And then this person just said, there's a reason why I have 2 ears and 1 mouth.
Hey! Okay.
I just said biblical.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Let's just...
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But... I've also, I'm learning to just allow them to go through their phase because this is the thing, as human beings, we also have our own different gifts.
Oh, yes.
There are those people who can, you know, they can look at a situation very quickly and assess it.
Ah, another friend of mine says it perfectly. So, you know, the problem with you, Yvette, you don't see the end from the beginning.
I don't know if that is an insult or well, a compliment.
Gauging his personality, it's a bit of both. Right? Right? It's a bit of both.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there are people who have that ability
yeah.
to see things quickly for what they are and call them what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people who have to go through it in order to experience it.
Grow through what you go through.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there are people who have to, you know, in order for them to learn. And so you have to understand where you are in that phase. Is that is your friend growing through it while you're seeing the beginning and the end?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just judging? It's not really the beginning and the end.
True.
People's experiences are different.
Or is this a deep trauma response where it has triggered something that you have not dealt with?
Exactly.
Ah, this thing is mad.
Hey, Makwambi,
it's
life.
Conflicts.
Hey, life ikona mambo mob.
And how did our parents make it look so easy?
This is another thing. Another thing that you say that when you ask how did our parents make it easy, is that some of us have had to go through life and learn it all by ourselves.
Very true.
So now we are navigating so much of life because we didn't have the type of parents to tell us this is how, you know, when you're going through love, you go through your first heartbreak, this is what would happen. But don't worry.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the end of the world.
True.
We had to go through that by ourselves.
True.
And so a lot of it, as we're going through it by ourselves, there are a lot of trauma responses. Mm-hmm. We're experiencing traumatic experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't know how to navigate.
It's true. You know, it's so beautiful you said that because the other day me and Grace were just having a conversation. And we said, there's so much power in naming your feelings. For example, now I meet a guy today. And he's also, baby, have you eaten? Good night. Good morning. Send me a picture. What are you wearing? That is love bombing.
Yes, it is.
Before, I could have masked it as romance. Like, yes. Oh my God, he's giving me so much attention.
So
oh my God, he's so into me.
This
like
chemistry.
I cannot even breathe. Like, God, this man literally adores me.
Mm.
No, that is love bombing.
Yes.
Because the day he pulls that plug...
Now you're going to be craving
it. You're an addict.
you're craving.
You will need emotional rehab.
He didn't tell me good morning.
Exactly. But then if you understand what he's doing, you too, without telling him, you will know how to manage the situation.
Yes.
You will not be so quick to respond. Mm. You'll give him space. You'll pacify yourself.
Exactly.
Because you understand this guy is trying to loop me into a pattern, mm. which if it disconnects, I'm the one who will suffer.
Exactly.
So eventually when you learn how to space it, you'll understand, we need him texting ya subuhi na replying. Maybe if I text you at 8, she'll reply at 10.
Yeah.
If I text her at 12, she'll reply at 4.
Yeah.
But you're buying yourself time to just kind of like digest and be comfortable in your emotions. Instead of that one, 8, 8:02, 8:04, 8:06. Then the day it stops. You'll now be starting to post for us quotes like, had an excellent girls' night with my girls.
All I needed
was a fresh haircut and a girls' night out. My friend, you're in emotional frustration. We understand. Stop deflecting.
Exactly. Face it.
Face it.
Face your front.
Face your front. And face your heart.
That is so true.
There is so much power. And even another one like habituation.
Mm.
Habituation is basically you're exposed to the same trauma and over again that you get comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And you know it's wrong, but you're like, been there, done that. Mm. Next, have the t-shirt. But slowly it's eating you in ways that before you understood what it is, you didn't know the consequences.
Yeah.
You were just epping and flowing through it. But now that you're like, this person is trying to lock me in a box that getting out is going to be a problem.
Mm.
So since you already know the getting out is going to be a problem, you see the end from the beginning.
Hey.
I never thought this man's statement would be applicable. Oh my God.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm telling
so there's
you.
So much power in naming your feelings. Mm. Yeah.
And I think that we now learn to name them as we're experiencing, as we're growing.
Correct. Because therapy was not a thing that existed.
It was not. And then I mean, it's just so weird. Who, especially for those who've grown up having to experience certain things on their own, they've literally had to go through certain things by themselves and raise themselves, literally. As much as they may have had parents in the house who paid the bills, took them to school, blah, blah, blah. There are certain things in which they had to raise themselves. They had to parent themselves.
Correct.
And it was badly done, honestly. Badly done. And now as we're growing older, we're starting to name these things.
Mm-hmm.
We're now learning about therapy, about what love bombing is.
Mm-hmm.
About what, you know, people who are narcissistic.
Correct.
Are, what exactly, what are their
characteristics?
Dealing with them.
Correct.
Healing from certain things.
True.
I remember I was in a therapy session and I was telling my therapist about something.
Mm-hmm. Is it a therapist male or female?
Female.
Mine is male.
Oh, interesting.
I've had two female therapists and this one, it just felt like, if I were you, I would not do that too. I say, am I not the one who's supposed to come to the realization?
Sis, to listen, but not judging.
Imagine ilikata with female therapists.
No thanks.
Ilikata.
No thank you.
Completely. And it's so funny because now, I used to be really scared because, you know, you're paying this man to listen to you. So he's probably giving you a lot of things that you might not even be getting in your relationship.
Ooh.
So it's such a dicey place. You can follow.
Interesting.
You can fall.
Oh.
And the way my therapist knows how to denge pose, to dress up, smelling good with his jacket and his pocket square.
No, thanks.
But then now, I think he also caught on it because now I got fond of him. I would text him like, I need a tune-up. I need a 15-minute call.
Yeah.
So he cut me off.
Oh, wow. Okay. Therapist.
And then it allowed me now to distinguish and realize, and in my mind, I'm like, I'm paying you. Pick up your phone.
Hey.
Do you understand? It's
how
like, I
dare
owe you.
How dare
you? I mean, can you pick up the phone now? Do you understand? But then I had to, I understand what is happening.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm kind of, but I tried with female, it refused.
Ah.
It refused.
Okay, that is
maybe our cycles didn't align.
It didn't align. You're like, no.
Maybe the two times, funny enough, I tried a female therapist was during retrograde.
Okay.
So maybe I need to try it again.
When the
microbes were tight. Hey.
It's not in reggaeton anymore.
No.
So
yes.
Better try that.
I will.
But
no,
mine have been female.
Mm-hmm.
My first one, my very, very first one was a white lady.
Mm.
And I just felt like I wasn't connecting with her as much.
Mm.
I feel like we had completely different...
Can I just cut you short?
Of course, please.
At this particular point, because therapy is still a very new notion in Africa.
Yes.
We're just embracing it right now. Not... you also have to realize you're interviewing your therapist.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people feel like, oh, therapy is not working for me. I just feel like maybe it's the therapist that is the problem.
You're not knowing.
Yeah.
And there was, it's funny because recently I was reading about people who went through abuse through, they didn't know that they were being abused
by their therapist sessions.
Because your therapist is like, why you're so stupid? Why would you do that?
And I'm paying you.
And I'm paying you.
So I've paid to collect comment. Wow. Ah, Yvette, there are some things even therapy don't need to teach me.
Insult me.
Me? A fool me. You did. Even with my problems, it took me to realize to get it, and you come to abuse me. Are you mad?
Can you imagine?
No, don't try that.
You know, because you're so that person is so vulnerable, and they're sharing some of their deepest, darkest secrets. And they're hoping that this person would, you know.
Mm.
And sometimes when you're sharing that deep part, your deep secrets, you're also looking at yourself through shame.
So
you are telling your...
Say it again for the people at the back.
Your deepest, darkest parts through a point of shame.
Because hindsight is perfect vision.
Exactly.
When you are doing it, you are like, kaende. But now, 2020 vision, you're looking back and you're like, who was that?
You're ashamed of yourself.
Who was that?
Exactly.
Sita waiva yo wig tena, yo wig mbeko na mashetani.
And so you're talking from a place of shame, and so you're telling this person, and of course when that person responds back through shame as well, you're probably agreeing with them because you're like, "Anye nilikuwa mjinga."
That was really dumb.
That was really stupid, and you're not knowing that is abuse.
Correct.
Your therapist is abusing you.
Correct. And that's why even like this guy had to sit down and tell me like the reason why most male therapists don't like, even Abu said it in our last podcast.
Yeah.
He doesn't like taking female patients. Mm. For this one reason, especially those who are coming like from divorce and such romantic trauma, it's easier for them to fall.
It's like a transference.
That is the word. Feelings. You're transferring your feelings.
I wish my husband listened to me like this.
Hey, he's understanding me. So I'm not mad for wanting these things. Nice to check in like a vizuri. Na beard leo inaweza. Kumbe macho zake zinakuanga brown.
Intelligent.
Wow. It's a sapio connection.
And that's why I can't do a male therapist. Yeah. Because Mimi, your intelligence just turns me on, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. I normally say, if you want to make love to me, you have to fuck my mind. You cannot fuck me bottom up. You have to fuck me top bottom.
Neither.
Yes.
So I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that, sis.
Pardon my French.
It's all right.
Yes.
So basically, I had a problem with her, my white therapist. Nothing wrong with being white, but hey.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like different cultures. Yeah, like upbringing, different worlds.
There were certain things I would tell her, though, and this was one of the things that I told her something that had happened to me when I was, you know, in my late teens.
Mm.
And she was like, oh my gosh, that is trauma. You went through trauma, honey. So I was like, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was, but it really turned me off from speaking to her.
Correct.
You know, I was just like, I'm telling her stuff and she's calling it trauma. I think aliambia kila mtu yote
ni yake huko Texas. Oh my god, like there's this black girl who came to me today. What is happening
Jesus,
in Africa?
What is happening in Africa
and
like
to, and to think like she's speaking it like with so much eloquence.
It was
and
giving
like,
colonialism. It was giving
you.
Slavery.
It was giving slavery. It was giving shackles.
Not the shackles. Nearly, but your reaction was a bit too much. But of course, sitting down with... Now I have a black therapist.
Nice.
I've actually had two. There's one I really, really love.
Mm-hmm.
She's an amazing therapist. Mm-hmm. And now the second one that I have now, she's equally amazing. Black woman, absolutely love talking to her.
Yeah.
But I've also learned that, like you said, interview your therapist.
It's true.
Interview them, get to that place. It's like a friendship in a way, but more of a professional one.
Yes.
It's like a friendship where you have to gel.
Correct.
You have to feel comfortable speaking to this person.
So hire and fire as you please.
Hire and fire.
But that is not an excuse to be jumping from one therapist to the other.
Exactly.
Because then you're restricting your own
pia
growth.
Problem.
A big problem.
So you have to sit down and ask yourself, like, what exactly am I looking for?
Exactly.
You know, what exactly was wrong with the other ones?
Correct.
And then just sitting down and being honest with yourself.
Correct.
But yeah.
Good. Oh my God. That was the introduction. 1 hour and 22 minutes. Wow. Copacetic.
Just
Chikini gang gang. So we have a game here. And shout out to Ogwa Iweze for hooking me up with this game. It's called Table Talk. Ooh. And basically, this is just what grown-ups do, because sometimes when you're drinking with your friends, you don't have to just live with a hangover, but you can top it up with some wisdom.
Exactly.
Yeah. So basically, these cards have questions. And Momo and I are just going to go through the questions. For the ones that you feel are extremely personal, you can just say pass.
Okay.
And then you can pick another question.
Okay.
And it's just going to allow us to banter and, you know, catch up as friends, because it's been a minute. Like, one thing I appreciate about our friendship with Momo, I think me and you did the everyday thing when we were working together. Yes. And we realized that we are kind of the same. Mm. So sometimes when we're in each other's faces too much, the energy becomes, it's like, I need a break from it.
Exactly.
But then when we take ourselves in small incremental doses, then we allow whatever we are going through now to come through full circle. And then when we share, we are sharing from a point of wisdom.
I like that.
Do you understand?
No, it's definitely true. I also feel that it's... we're very similar.
And we've known each other since we were how... Hey, my friend. Anyway.
Kitambu sana. Yeah, we're very similar. Our core values are the same.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you need a break from yourself.
Correct.
Yeah, so I think it was like, you sometimes need a break from yourself.
It's too intense.
It's too intense.
When it's every day. Like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's too much.
Tuko too heavy. Yeah. Even though tunakwaga every day, by the way.
Yeah.
All of this, whatever you're receiving from us is how we are every day.
This is our energy,
exactly.
Basically.
So it's like, guy.
Yeah. So we can go, like, you know, there are those friendships whereby you can go for months without even talking.
Yeah.
But then the day you guys talk, it's like you talked yesterday.
Yes.
And then I think one thing, it's like, as you've said, we are kind of the same.
Mm.
There are moments where I could be going through, like, doubt.
Yeah.
Because I'm still a human being. I succumb. As much as I know my confidence is on steroids,
yeah.
There are moments of weakness that I have. And then, weirdly enough, you would just send me a random message. Like,
yes.
Remember the one you sent me on my birthday?
Exactly.
And you know you have a way with words.
Mm.
And since you know me, since...
Yes.
You will know, like...
I
she
know what get, exactly.
You
she'll
know
it, get it.
She will get it.
Yes.
Do you know? So this is a drug that probably a drug if I had every day, I wouldn't see its value.
Mm.
But it comes when I need it the most.
Exactly.
And I appreciate you for that.
Oh.
Take your fucking flowers.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So yes, you were saying something before interrupting.
No, I've already forgotten. Twendele too.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to twist this question.
Okay.
And it says... since we are doing like a summary of 2022.
Yeah.
What quality about yourself are you most attracted to this year?
Oh my gosh. I am attracted to the fact that no matter how low I get, I will sleep. I will wake up and I will uplift myself.
Good.
Like, there's literally
you're your
a
own
whale.
Hype woman.
Exactly. I'm my own hype woman. But I like the fact that I can go low because I have gotten to that place where I was super low.
Mm.
However, I now recognize I embrace myself in that lowness. Mm. I allow myself to say everything that I want to say.
Correct.
I allow myself to feel everything that I want to feel.
Feel your feelings.
I just say everything, no matter how bad or whatever it is.
Mm.
But then I remember that I'm going to just take a nap.
Mm.
I'll wake up. And
sleep,
everything that I... Sleep is
important.
Underrated.
Sleep, do you know sleep made me lose weight? Sleep made me save money.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? Because when I'm sleeping, I'm not spending. Or eating. Sleep
poverty
is
eradicator.
Thank you.
Hey, hey.
Some people are looking for men and you can
and
find
you
it
can
in sleep.
Sleep.
Do you understand?
Sleep, my friend.
Sleep. Just sleep it off.
Just sleep it off.
Sleep is very powerful.
It is.
We don't give sleep its power.
Really,
its flowers.
It really is.
It is.
Sometimes, you know, when I advise someone and tell them, just go and sleep.
Yeah, just
they
just
think
have a nap.
I'm pushing them.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to push you off. I'm not trying to be like, oh my gosh, that is not important.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need that rest.
And actually now it's even gotten to the point I invest in my sleep.
Ooh.
Like, my bed is my sanctuary. I remember this time a few years back, one of my friends came to shop for her house here in Dubai.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, we're looking for a mattress. So I took them like to basic mattress stores. And they're like, no.
Mm-mm.
No. Atutaki King Coil. Atutaki Dr. Mattress. Take us to a mattress shop.
Mm.
So I took them to the bougie ones in Dubai Mall. And her husband said something. Said, you spend half of your life on your bed.
Uh-huh.
Make it count.
Wow.
Don't compromise on the value of you put on your, in your sleep.
I like that.
that statement has rung so true in my brain. So nowadays when I'm even shopping for beddings, Egyptian cotton, how many strands?
Ooh,
you know?
Yes.
I have fairy lights, my melatonin, my rain noises.
Yes.
Do you know my sleep lighting, the dim light? Ah, my friend, I invest in my sleep.
I'm telling you.
When I go into that other life I live in my sleep, I arrive in style. Do you understand?
Again, what is that word again?
Pakruok. Yes.
Unangia na dream world na pakruok.
Unangia dream world na pakruok. I am here.
Yes.
The transport I've used to get here, I see it in Lala 2444.
First class.
I did not come by economy. No be bus. We flew first class.
I love that.
Yes. So yes, sleep is very important.
It is. Yeah. It's really, really important. Another thing that you've mentioned your fairy lights, ETC. Mm-hmm. One thing that I learned to do, I think it's been 2 years now, but I love listening to affirmations as I sleep.
I should try that.
Oh my gosh. If you want to, of course, a book I'll recommend is, you know, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And being able to instill in your mind positive affirmations about yourself really does something. It is so important.
I believe that. Ask me why.
Why?
Because when mom passed, I was so scared to be alone with my thoughts. So even when I would sleep, I would put Wendy Williams on YouTube on my laptop next to me on my bed.
Yeah.
And she would just play. And then the next day, I was like, oh, did you hear this actor did this? In my mind, I'm like, I know I heard that, but I don't. So even as I was sleeping, my subconscious mind was still absorbing.
It was absorbing. Our minds are so powerful. And that is one thing that I've learned is whenever if I'm dealing with something that is really tough and I don't know how to navigated during the day, I find an affirmation track that directly talks about that. If I'm feeling my self-esteem is low, I'm not feeling confident in myself, I find one about confidence and I listen to that for at least 21 days. And let me tell you, it does something.
Ah, for sure.
It really, really does something.
For sure.
So of course, this year it's just been a lesson in all of this.
I love that. I'm learning. Yeah. I'm definitely going to try that.
Amen. You need to try. So no matter how low I go, I definitely do learn how to sit in it and to celebrate myself.
Nice.
In the great things. Okay. So let me see. No, Nina Chagua.
She's shuffling. She's shuffling.
Okay. Oh, okay. This is a good one. So, who has changed your life but isn't aware?
I was going to... The last part threw me off because I thought it was going to be who has changed your life. I can't mention his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there was a guy that I was really attracted to this year. And like he ticked a lot of my boxes.
Okay.
And in the beginning, he kind of gave me an inclination like, okay, this could work. And then this is why I released the Heartbreak Hotel episode.
Yes.
That was the second best performing one after the one we recorded together. And it took that pain of rejection for me now to go back to a journey of learning to love myself again. Because at that point, I felt like, finally, the man who ticks all my boxes.
Yeah.
He's here. And I was excited and I was ready to make the same mistakes I did in my previous relationship just to accelerate the pace to see like, pick me, the
pick me-itis.
And he still didn't pick me. Emotional damage. But then that allowed me to go back to the drawing board and now start talking to myself again. And also, I realized before it got too bad that he didn't pick me. So had I not, the consequences would have probably been worse.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know that what he did, his rejection was actually protection.
Elevation.
And elevation.
Exactly.
Honey, if you see me now. Enough said.
That is it. That's all you need to say.
That is the post. Okay. Oh, I'm actually going to go with this one.
Okay.
What have you tolerated in the past that you no longer do?
Ooh. Disrespect.
Hey, say it with your full chest.
I've said it with my full chest.
Period.
I'll give you an example. I mean, previously I would always, you know, if whenever there was a disrespectful, energy, I would excuse it as that person has probably
had a bad day. But Momo, I beg to differ. You've been very, like, even those days when we worked together,
yeah,
you call bullshit really quick.
I mean, I think I should, I now I call it quicker.
Uh-huh.
I think I now it. I call it quicker.
You don't even allow it to happen.
The way you said, the way you opened your mouth, I could tell.
It's a bullshit that's about to come out.
Some nonsense. It's giving.
It's giving shackles.
And you need to unshackle those shackles right now.
Hey, don't say what you cannot take back. Dennis, what's a powerful?
I like that you said that, and thank you. Mm-hmm. But I think that it also, there are certain situations in which I would tolerate certain things and say, oh, that person probably had a bad day.
Mm,
that person
empathizing.
Probably, and I would empathize and put, and I realize empathy is fantastic.
Oh.
However, I was putting myself, I was lowering myself and disrespecting myself by just, oh, that person is going through a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of me just being very clear, like, hey,
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah, you're probably going through a bad day, but let's not do that again.
Let's not do that now. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I remember quite recently I had a very strange situation at work and someone was just being an asshole. I've told Amak about this and very soon I'll be telling you more, but whatever. And someone was disrespectful and I had to listen to the disrespect for a bit. And one thing that I'm proud of myself that I didn't do was internalize what they were saying.
Mm.
So I didn't internalize what they said. I just listened to the words come out of their stupid mouth.
Mm.
And then after that, I was like, hey, I understand that you're frustrated, but never speak to me like that ever again.
Period.
The end.
Done.
And I love that about myself now.
Oh, girl, that is a superpower.
Yes, thank you.
That is a superpower for sure.
So, next question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what misconception do people have about you?
That I lack depth.
Mm?
Especially like when people meet me for the first time. And if it's like in a party situation,
okay,
I'm always the wow vibes, hey, hey, hey. So people just think like this one is just fun times, happy go lucky. Really? And then we sit down maybe in a quiet place, and then I open my mouth and they're like, ah, she has a brain.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is quite interesting you'd say that, because for me, I would think you have too much depth.
No, it doesn't. And also, I think there's a friend of mine, shout out Ade. He told me one time, he's like, Yvette, you have a stone in your hand. You have a power that I can't explain.
Mm.
But you also have to be selfish with it. Not everybody has to see it.
Ooh, don't cast your pearls among swine.
Say it again.
Don't cast your pearls among swine.
So nisieke pearls zangu kwa manguruwe.
Manguruwe.
Wanakulaga tu anything. Wata matapiko. Yao. Do you understand?
Exactly. Why? Nama chukuni gengeng. Exactly.
And then I'm trying to show them pearls. How will they know the value?
Ata wajui pearls ni nini. Wanada nini bano.
Exactly. Not the bano. Wow. Wow.
It's giving bano.
It's giving bano.
Yeah, wanada nitu nitu.
Uh-huh. You know, marbles.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So now, before, I used to feel the innate feeling to show that I'm more, but now I just don't care.
That is so interesting that you'd say that. Yeah. Like I said, I've always seen you as having much depth.
Because you've known me.
Yes.
But if you meet me the first time, just put yourself in this scenario. You meet me for the first time, we're in a club. There's this girl who's twerking her life out.
Yes.
She's the one who's distributing shots. She's the one who's aing all over the place.
Yeah.
Maybe you've had a bad day. Wewe umekuja hapa tu unataka kudenge pose kuangalia wanaume kuona nani yako na potential. Na kuna msichana tu mwenye energy yake ndio imejaza meza yote.
Yeah.
So anaangalia tu, oh no, wale wasichana wa club. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Can't relate to that.
Exactly.
That misconception.
And now I no longer fight to show people like I have a better side of
you.
Me.
Are who you are.
I am who I am.
Malumenipata umenipata kwa club. Kwani tumekuja kufilosofize ndani ya club.
Are we supposed to solve world hunger? I don't understand.
Please.
Yeah.
Can we go to the dance floor and shake our ass?
Shake our ass. Because therapy is expensive, but it's important. Yes. Do you understand?
Got it.
So I'm okay with that now. And I've realized that not everybody has to see me. Like, bonds over bodies.
Ooh.
That's what I say myself, like to myself, like if you're a body, I'm not going to struggle to bond with you. But if you see me and you see me, then we see each other.
We see each other.
Period.
Bus.
That's it.
Okay.
That is the post.
That is a post.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you too hard on yourself about?
Heesh, that is a hard one because I'm hard on myself on everything.
God forbid I reject it for you and your next generation in Jesus.
No, like this is one of my other issues is that I am very hard on myself.
Mm.
And I think it comes from my childhood now of just being very open and honest. Mm. I grew up with a mother who was hard on me, you know? So of course I learned to be hard on myself. Exactly.
You know she was a police.
And I like that you say that because now as
Johari Window.
Johari Window.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to understand where she was coming from.
Correct.
My mother was, you know, she became an orphan at a very young age. Mm. She lost her mom. I mean, the last parent that she lost was my grandma, and she was 13. Ooh. And then she was bounced around.
Different homes. Never accepted. I have an uncle like that.
Exactly. And then she had to run away, come to Nairobi.
Mm.
She had to do a lot. Mm. There are certain things that she went through that she's now shared with me.
Mm.
So of course there was no space for her to be soft.
Where?
For what?
What is softness?
Softness.
Alafu akaingia kiganjo police.
Alafu unaingia kiganjo.
My friend.
Unakuwa soft sanga.
Where? Soft achia super love.
There's no time for her to be soft.
No, there's no time.
And then I think, because I used to harbor so much resentment around the fact that I felt she was softer with my brothers.
Mm.
But now as I look back, I'm thinking maybe she saw me, because I am very sensitive.
Very.
I am a very sensitive person.
You know, you wear your emotions on your sleeves, but you have gloves.
Exactly. Ooh, guy. Okay, so unani attack.
It's good to have gloves.
Unaona.
No, it's good to have gloves.
And it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's true.
And so I think she saw me and she saw, oh my gosh, my daughter is so soft. Hata survive.
I dunia ni ruthless.
And
then, you know, sadly, when you come from that trauma of grief, you're always like, I'm preparing her for when I'm not there.
Exactly.
And because no one knows when the time of death is,
yes,
you're preparing her for it now.
Not
realizing that now is when she needs the nurture, not the nature.
Mm.
Do you understand? The nature will come later.
Hey, sizing in nature.
Yeah.
And so she was very tough on me.
Mm.
And I think because of that, whenever I would have certain successes, I would not see them as successes. Mm. I would always see them as, oh, you've done this, but. Oh, this was good, but.
It's true. Because even I remember when we were working at Bait, I remember that time you closed that big deal for that friend, something. And I came to you, I'm like, Momo, you did it. I was so happy. And you're just like, yeah. But Salah's not fikiri target next month. And
I couldn't.
Tunaenda kukula to celebrate.
No. Exactly. And it was the biggest deal of the entire team.
And you were the person who in the team, in that cohort, didn't have any sales experience, but you were the first one to close the biggest deal.
I closed the big, and that's amazing. Now that I think about it, I'm like, wow.
Thank you.
But I didn't see that.
No.
I was just like, oh.
Okay.
Okay, I need to do better. Yeah. I don't think
So
I'm very hard on myself.
Mm.
And it's now that I'm realizing I need to be softer with myself.
You have to.
I have to. Kwa sababu hii dunia itakuwa soft na wewe.
Dunia nyo ni ngumu.
When you tell it, but ina agree na wewe.
Wona fikiria Julia akio, hizo siku 94 akimba, dunia mbaya, dunia mbaya, dunia mbaya, dunia mbaya, utakufa bure, dunia mbaya. Msana alimba yu wimbo 1990s, alikuwa najua. Dunia ilikuwa imemdunia.
Ilikuwa tough. So that, to be honest, I am tough on myself when it comes to every aspect of my life. So, and it's something I'm working on.
Good.
Thank you.
Progress over perfection.
Progress over perfection.
Yes.
Okay. I love this one. I'm not even going. What do you love most about yourself?
Ah.
Hey. We are ready. Prepare us.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
My God.
Shower us.
I don't know. I'm an enigma.
Hey.
Do you understand? Mm. Like, I am boundless and limitless.
Hey.
like I ebb and flow. I'm just vivacious and energetic.
Duality,
duality is within me and is me. Yes. Do you understand? Mm. And I'm comfortable in my own skin.
Oh.
I've never been the kind of person, like, even when I was fat, when I was going through my body dysmorphia, I've never been the kind of person, I want to be like so-and-so.
Mm.
Never. Like, I think one thing my mom did very well was to root me in my identity.
Yes.
And I accepted myself, flaws and all, very, very young. And also, on top of that, I came to Dubai when I was like 19, 20. Mm. So I've been on this whole journey of independence and been able to build my own small universe within my capability.
Wow.
And I'm okay. Like, I'm not trying to be anyone, Momo.
That is true.
I am not. I am just me.
I love that.
Take me as I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things that I've always loved and admired about you.
Aww.
Is that you are who you are.
Yeah.
And I always tell, there's someone who's like, oh, who is Yvette? And I'm like, I don't know how we got to that, but I would always say, and I've always said this, is like, with Yvette, there's no in between.
No.
And that's one of the things that I love about you.
You either love or you hate
her. It's either you love her or you hate her.
Yeah, like, simple.
What you get, what she gives you is who she is. There's no pretense.
No.
And that's one of the things that I've always loved about you, is that you just come as yourself.
Thank you.
Every single morning when you'd walk show in up your and show high out. Heels and looking amazing and beautiful, it is who she is.
Correct.
It's that excellence that she's showing you. It's that how she carries herself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is beautiful.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Because you're beautiful.
Thank you. So are you. Oh my God. Look at us.
Oh my God.
And then you're there saying you can't have female friends. Good luck.
Whoever to yeah. I said I'll deal with them later.
Later. Later. How do you know when you're in love? That is a...
Why do we have that question there? Okay.
I said you can pass. So if you feel like passing, it's okay.
No. Okay. There's no... I said there's no passing. Mm. I will be as open as possible.
Mm-hmm.
How I know I'm in love is when I drop my guards. Completely drop my guard, because like I've told you, in my friendships I also have this, I have levels.
Correct.
So when I drop all of them, then I know I am in love.
That is true.
Yes, that when I'm really willing to show you my softer side, because again, I've been told that my soft side is not allowed, and you know, I've grown up just wanting to guard it.
It's been frozen. Yeah.
But then also in one side, I know that I am very soft and very sensitive. So when I give someone that, it means I trust them and it means I know that I'm safe with them.
I love that.
So that's how I know I'm in love.
Safety is very important to me too, to be honest. Like it's gotten to a point, like, you know, Steve Harvey wrote this book, like Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And there, out of all the things in that book that I thought was BS, the one thing that I picked up was like the four roles of a man: provide, profess, protect and procreate. I'm not trying to like show off, but I can provide for myself to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
Profess is beautiful, but I've also realized I can be my own biggest hype woman.
Yes.
Protect. Protect.
Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Do you understand? Like, and I was in a situation the other day, like we were with a group of friends and this guy saw a girl that he loved, like, really likes.
Yeah.
Like, he was into this girl when they were in campus and nothing happened because she was the belle of the ball. Like, every guy wanted to be with her and stuff. Belle. And of course, then he had bad teeth and thick glasses, so he didn't stand a chance except doing her homework.
Oh.
And now he's got the LASIK, he's got the Hollywood smile, money stops nonsense.
From
he looks
Steve
amazing.
Uncle to Stefan.
That is the post. That is the post. Money stops nonsense,
exactly.
My friend.
Yes,
the man is looking good. He's looking yummy.
Wow.
He's looking well taken care
Hello.
Of. He's looking like his fans have been utilized.
My gosh.
Yes. So now, of course, the baby, and then now he has a position in the government. Ah, Eesh. What else? We're eating taxes. It's sweet. Do you understand? So now the babe is now starting to warm up towards, but he's in love with another girl, and he just categorically said, like, if she couldn't see me then, she doesn't deserve me now.
Wow.
And as a man, and I've seen men who would have probably just chopped and cleaned mouths.
Exactly.
Just for the sake of the pain they felt in campus. But he was able to stop himself. Mm. And I was like, wow, that is commendable.
It is.
And you see, the sad thing about society, that should be the default.
It should.
that is the standard, but now it's like the reward.
Yeah.
It's the same way I really hate it when I go online and I see mothers applauding and worshipping their men for changing their kids' diapers.
That's what I'm like. That is
the basic operation system.
Yes.
Did you make this child alone?
Hello.
What was he expecting when he came in you? A chessboard? I don't get it.
PS5.
Hello. Duality.
Exactly.
Hello.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're a single mother in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to be praising men for doing such things.
Yes.
So yeah, that's just to echo your point. So, protection is very key to
so
me.
So key.
Yeah. Very.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You mean me next? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see.
Shuffle.
I found one that this one. What are you lying to yourself about?
That I can run away from fame. Yeah.
Tell us more.
So, God, Momo, you're going to bring this out. Okay, fine. You win.
Tell us more, please.
Being an only child,
yeah,
I like my own privacy. I like my own space. Mm. Don't get this the wrong way. When we had the Amaka and Momo thing that we were so consistent, that is probably one of the most consistent things that I did in terms of a passion project.
Mm.
And I remember even you used to sacrifice a lot. You're like, Yvette, I just want to go home. I'm like, okay, topic. People are discussing it online. Let's go to Chambe.
Yeah.
And then we start and you're like, oh my God, I feel so good now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But I keep running. When I feel like, I'm just about to, I run because I'm like, shit. Because now, and I think, let me just reiterate it further. It started that time Chadwick died and people were like blaming Lupita for not posting him and stuff.
Yeah.
You see, there's those aspects of fame that are so toxic.
Exactly.
And even now when Davido and Chioma, their kid drowned a few weeks ago, RIP Ifani, and people are like, but why are they looking so happy? Why are they smiling? Why are they, shouldn't they be grieving?
Exactly.
They secretly got married when they were grieving. Like everyone is judging them so much. And I'm just like, I kind of want to keep some pieces to myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like fame doesn't have those boundaries.
Mm.
And that's why when things are going too good in terms of my podcast or my YouTube channel or Amaka and Momo, when it falls apart, I feel like, maybe that's the reason. Because fame, singebezana.
Yeah.
Or even worse, if I now come to discover things about myself when I'm famous.
Mm.
If it comes with an attitude, if it comes with me hating people, feeling entitled, like...
Yeah.
I kind of don't want it to change me.
Mm.
But then everybody sees it.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Mm.
Even people that I talk to for the first time is like, oh my God, I think you're misplaced. You should be in media, not healthcare.
Yes.
Everybody says it. Like, you have something, Yvette.
Yeah.
And I'm just not the one who's harnessing it because I'm like, I like my little bubble of me being me. But now it's just getting to the point where I'm like, the gift has been given.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe there's a reason why it didn't happen before because I wasn't ready.
Yes.
But if it happens now, I pray that God gives me the grace and understanding to be able to navigate it and not lose myself.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Could it be that before you were thinking of the things that you would lose and losing sight of the things that you're going to gain? And positive things that you're going to gain.
I like that.
Yes.
I actually haven't thought about it from that perspective.
Food for thought.
Yes.
Because there's so many, you know, you've listed some negative aspects of fame, yes. Mm. But there could be those positive ones.
True.
That maybe we, because this is the thing, you also notice when a famous person posts any picture and then people start commenting and their people will be like, I love you, you're amazing. And then there's that one comment.
And
that is the one that they reply to.
And then sometimes it's not even a comment, they just tag someone.
Exactly.
And then they put lol.
Lol. What are you lolling?
And you're like, apa ni mesengenywa.
Apa ni mesengenywa. What are you lolling?
Yes.
And you know,
lol for everyone.
That's the one that they come to comment.
True.
And they've forgotten all
the love they've received.
999 people who are loving them.
Correct.
So maybe
that is a beautiful analogy.
Could it be that you're now focusing on and this is how social media is that it will always highlight those negative parts.
Correct.
But maybe there are positive ones. True. You know, those positive aspects of fame.
I was just telling you, we did a video 6 years ago at Makamomo, and I'm still reeling off the fumes.
Exactly.
Of the mundane bullshit, random banter stories we used to. Exactly. And it was just like now.
Yes.
Yeah. And people would literally sit Canada where, and would, remember when we would look at the views and we're like, what?
I'm telling you, there's still some people now who follow me and we interact with on Instagram from, you know, whenever you'd look at your insights, it would show you where most people are coming from. Me ushindo, watu wa US wametoka gawapi. And then I remember.
Yes.
They're from?
Snapchat.
From Snapchat.
Yeah.
And that's how I got those people from the US, from Australia, from the
me
UK.
Me at a Sabia. Kosovo. Hey. Nasema wa Kenya mulifika Kosovo lini.
Kenyans are everywhere.
Kenyans are everywhere.
And you see that. And even there are some people who are not Kenyans.
Yeah.
And they just started to follow
us. I love those ones. Please speak in English. I'm trying to understand. I love your energy. Yeah, I love it.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I really think that, yeah, like you said, maybe you just weren't ready then.
Yeah.
But I honestly feel that, you know, life, the universe just keeps pushing you in the right direction.
And I'm like, if the universe really didn't think this aligns with who I am, it would have removed it by now.
And sometimes you know, like your spirit knows, like, and it keeps trying to
push you.
You want to go left, it's telling you go right.
Thank you. Even now, thank you. Say that again.
You want to
because
go left?
Even now with this job that I have, that I'm struggling to love.
Yes.
Not that I'm not good at it. I am brilliant at it, right? But I'm struggling to love it because I feel like this is something that I've already done before. Mm. And one of my friends just asked me, you don't think God is making you uncomfortable so that you can focus on your passion and your talent? And I'm like, wow, copacetic.
And it's something that, you know, some people will be shocked to hear this, but whatever. Something that my psychic said is that...
No, I love psychics.
I love them.
Yeah.
I found an amazing one. She is brilliant. I absolutely love her.
And please share.
I will.
Okay.
I love her so much. So she said sometimes, you know, I was telling about certain things I was doing, and she said, you know, a lot of people in life are doing things that they don't love.
True.
They're just doing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be good at it.
True.
She's like, it's very good at it. And that's sometimes a lie that you tell yourself.
True.
You know, I'm good at it. Why change?
It's comfortable.
But then she's like, you always notice in the signs. And that's what she would always tell me. Listen to the signs.
Mm.
They never lie. Mm. The signs are there. When you're constantly, there are patterns.
True.
It's always popping up.
True.
It's your spirit trying to guide you.
Like right now, this moment right here, doing this with you.
Yeah.
It's so full circle and complete.
Yes.
And even you saw how we struggled with the soundboard in the beginning, but then we figured it out.
Exactly.
And it feels good.
Yeah.
It's really filling my spirit in a deep dark hole. You know what I've gone through the last 1 week.
Yeah.
I've talked on the phone.
Yeah.
But this right now, I haven't even thought about that since we started recording.
Exactly.
Like I am in my element.
In your zone.
In my zone. Exactly. This is where I am
state
me.
Of flow.
Yes.
You're just happy and you're relaxed.
Kalas.
Because if it was something else, if you're at work and the system wasn't working, God is saying go.
I have ADD.
The internet is not working. Hey, look at God.
Yes. You see God. Electricity. Oh, God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm
telling you.
But here we were like, we'll figure it out.
Even when it came, we're like, oh, Momo. You know, sometimes like when we prepare, we're like, oh, what topics do you want to discuss? And today we were just like,
let's go with the flow.
And look at us, 1 hour, 55 minutes. We have not paused. We have not stopped to go to the loop.
No.
We are just epping and
just
flowing.
Going.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now it's your turn. Interesting one. Mm-hmm. What do you want to be remembered for?
My genuineness.
Yes.
That I was genuine and that I, you know, even with my care, when it comes to the way I care for people, that it was genuine.
Your laughter too.
Yes.
Your laughter is so fucking contagious.
And that's it. It's genuine. I genuinely laugh.
Yeah, you know, genuinely loudly. From the pit of your stomach and apologetic.
Exactly.
Remember how we used to laugh in the office in the beginning? It would bother people. And then now we would laugh, me and you, and then there's a silence and then other people laugh.
Exactly.
And then when we're not in the office, guys are like, oh, we missed so your quiet. Energy. It's so quiet.
Exactly.
That's it.
And that's one of the things that I want to be remembered for. It's just, it's genuine.
Exactly.
It's not, whenever I laugh, it's genuine.
And there's so much power. Like, it might sound like such a small thing, but can you imagine, probably that person has come from their own problems. Nothing has given them joy that day. Nothing has given them any lease of life. And then you laugh and then it just makes them laugh. You didn't even say anything.
Exactly.
Just laughter.
You just laugh.
And that person says,
I don't know why we are laughing, but we are laughing.
Yes, let's laugh.
That is it.
That in itself speaks a lot.
It is powerful.
Yeah, it is
and
very
And I've
powerful.
Realized there are people who go through life. Mm. It was fun. I was reading an article and someone said there are people who go through life and they, you know, they can go a week without laughing. And
can
I was like,
imagine?
How?
Me, I laugh at myself. I'm like, Amaka, what were you doing there? You're my... I say, even you tried.
Unatengwa kwa bafu, unaza kucheka. Navakitu, having that, it's a gift.
Abu says one thing. Hey, Abu, today I've quoted you so
Abu.
Many times.
Yeah, Abu.
Abu. Our third podcaster today. Yeah? He said, life can either be tragedy or comedy.
Yes.
Simple.
I love that.
Yes.
And it's a comedy, so we choose to laugh.
Kalas.
And just to enjoy.
We move.
We move.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think we've, in some way, oh, I like this. Mm-hmm. What is the hardest part about dating?
Hey, talking stage. I didn't even have to think about it. Hey, the first talking stage.
Uh-huh.
Before now you guys establish like a foundation, you've become exclusive. And actually we were talking about this before when we were on the couch and we're like, I miss those days when you would actually know you're in a relationship. You know, now you just have to assume like, oh, we've been talking for 3 months every day from 9 to 6.
I've been sleeping in your house.
I've been sleeping in your house. My wigs, it's official.
Uh-huh.
We are a thing. I miss those days Kamau would come and put for me bougainvillea and his Britannia biscuits and then write on a paper like you said,
are you my will you be my girlfriend?
Yes, no, maybe. Tick the box. I'm entering knowing that it is what it is. This whole assuming, I cannot do it.
I honestly can't.
Like now, even the guy, there's a guy who's toasting me. Mm. Some days I'm Yvette, some days I'm baby, some days I'm a marker. I'm just like your consistency is very inconsistent. Do you understand? Like I'm the energy is
giving
confusion.
We're not doing confusion.
And then you know, talking stage, you bring the best side of you. People don't get to see the real. Like there was a podcast I was listening to, and this babe and this guy went on a couple of dates and stuff. And then on the podcast, because like they were a couple, the babe just asked like, "Are you ready to see the real me?"
Eish.
And the guy was like, "So who have I been with all this time?"
Gosh, that would scare me.
Said, "No, I've asked you a question. Are you ready to see the real me? Yes or no?"
Oh my gosh, that would scare me. I think she's a man.
Caitlin, ukuja umpate ameva.
I'm a man.
I remember that episode of Love and Hip Hop where there was that transgender and then she switched her voice. Oh my god.
Are you ready to say the real me?
I'm a man. You know?
Squeeze you and ni kunoma.
Yeah, ni kunoma. You have to be very careful.
But that is interesting. That is such a nice thing to put into your relationship.
Correct.
Are you ready to see the real me?
Yeah, because talking stage is all like, oh baby, sweetie, I'm a twang, can you do this? Like you're showing your accolades, your winning side. Oh, shutangi, mavyako inuki na nuka cupcakes. Do you understand? By the way, for me, that is actually one of the reasons when I know I'm in love with you. If I can take a shit comfortably in your house and not be scared.
Exactly. Then I'm really in love.
Then I'm comfortable. I feel safe.
You feel safe? Protection.
And you know, sometimes, you know, even my shit has park rock. There are sometimes I'll go to shit in someone's house and say, Yvette, not here.
Hey.
It will refuse to come out. I might be ready, but the pride in me cannot allow me to show that side just
rock.
Yet. Even my shit has class. Not here. Not now. Not
Please,
yet.
Don't embarrass us. I love that.
Okay. No, this one we've kind of answered. What is more important to you, the work you do or the amount you earn? I don't know if you want me to answer as Momo or Momo the Dubai resident.
It depends.
I mean, both are important.
Yeah.
The work I do in some shape or form has to fulfill me. Even though I don't enjoy it, but it has to fulfill me.
There has to be a reason I'm waking up.
Exactly. There has to be a reason. But at the same time, that reason has to be giving me money.
Money is sweet.
I want to drop perfume, expensive.
Where?
Navile,
you think looking this good is easy? And then, of course, and then one thing, let me tell you that people don't understand. Men, this is a free life lesson for you. One thing you have to understand about women, particularly this independent woman.
Yes.
She can never go back in lifestyle.
We cannot.
You can never. Siezi kwa nimeenda kushukua Afrodiva alafu nirudi Deira kwa machukuni.
Ni pande metro. Niende hadi huko.
I know, it's impossible.
It is very, very, I heri hata ninyoe.
Rosafi. Afadhali niende kinyozi, mdem.
Heri ninyoe. Sirudi.
What?
I can't.
No.
So it becomes very, very,
very
hard.
Hard to go back in lifestyle.
No.
Extremely.
So both are very important.
And there are days where that job is not fulfilling. It's the money that will comfort me.
Exactly.
I can afford to go to a spa.
Kai.
For a full body massage. Uku ningekuja kujimassage na mawazo.
Na shackles.
My friend, pick your hand. Pick your hand.
Hawezi kupata massage. Hey, ni kungumu hata kwanza maziwa, hata siwezi nunua maziwa.
Gosh.
Hey, kwanza mimi. Woo!
Hey, chai.
Chai muhimu.
Ebu hata tu pause kwanza tumalize chai.
Ebu tumalize chai.
Ngoja. Sasa Momo is a kadi. Wacha tuwachi hapo.
Okay.
I think we have already spilled enough gems. You know, even us, they have to give us a chance to go and fill our tanks.
Exactly.
With wisdom so we can come and deliver again.
Come and deliver.
Yes. So please, you people, just mongers, go and beg Momo in her DM so that she can become. Please help my market. We must blow. We must eat Spotify.
Our marketing manager.
Do you understand? We have to eat Spotify money next year.
Hey,
yes.
You may be $100,000.
My friend. Dollars. Ata tu need to convert into. Deni tu kiconvert. Tumezoea sisi ndo tukituma pesa inakuwa mingi huko. Sasa hapa ndo sisi tukipewa itakuwa mingi hapa.
Itakuwa mingi hapa. Ata at least sisi pia tuwe receivers.
Imagine. Hey. Amaka and Momo Studios.
Hey, that would be so nice.
Girl. Universe, do your thing.
Hey.
Ah, universe.
Chukumi gang.
Gang. Hapo sasa.
Hey, hapo. Mm-hmm. Hapo sawa.
Ah, man, this has been so nourishing. Like, I actually think I needed it more than you thought.
Really?
And I must applaud you. I know like we've been planning this for a while, but
yeah.
I wasn't in the mind frame before, but I'm just like, thank you UAE for the National Day holiday.
Asante.
Happy birthday, happy independence to this country that we call home. 51 years, my friend. Wengine tu tuligonga 63, lakini sijui ni kama tuko nchi ingine. Tuko nchi ingine, literally. Kwani niko nchi ingine?
63 lakini bado
tunangangana.
UAE
51
happy birthday man.
Happy independence, happy birthday, happy freedom day. So yeah, we've already discussed a lot. This is going to be the last part of this podcast, but it's definitely a see you later and not a goodbye, because as I've said, go and help me beg Momo in the DM. I beg kila mtu tafuteni emoji ya kupiga magoti. And then it muzijaze kwa DM yake. Iyo tu. Muzijaze tu hapa alafu mweke ule demo wa WhatsApp wa kukimbia. Ushe notice yu dem peke yake ndo anakuanga in the opposite direction.
Demu gani wa
ule demo nguwa ya red. Emoji zote zingine zinaangalia huku.
Ya naangalia side ingine.
Unatua wanawake venye tunakuanga.
Lakini uzoke unapare. Niyo, unajua tu amekunywa kakiru.
You know, na hiyo ka red dress kanaweza. Ilitaji kuswivel niwa.
Exactly.
Maybe to the right kulikuwa na slit.
Yes.
So ilibidi fanye to the left.
To the left.
Do you understand?
She's enjoying herself.
To the left. Hapo sasa. Yes. Ah, Momo, this has been spectacular.
It's been so much fun.
This has been therapy in itself.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing me to... You know, to be able to harness this passion that I've put on hold for a very long time.
Mm.
I knew that if I leave it to myself to record a podcast, I'd keep procrastinating.
Yeah.
But since I had a date with you, trust me, even in the morning when these AC guys were bothering me, I was like, ah, I'm going to cancel Nini. Mm. But if I don't do it, I know myself.
If we don't do it now. Yeah.
And then, of course, after the vim and the invigoration that I got in Nairobi for people asking about us and stuff, I was like, no. There's no better time than the present.
Exactly.
Yes.
No, it's been so much fun for me. And thank you.
You're welcome.
For inviting me.
Anytime.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
I enjoy it. I remember, I don't know what this girl is called. Mm. I don't know their podcast. The funny one.
Which one?
You know, I'm looking for a guy with a big dick. And
I know. Full court pumps.
Yes.
I think so.
No.
Full court pumps or something like that. The one with the blonde hair, the chubby one with the glasses, and they're both light skin. Yeah, I think it's full court pumps. Yes.
I don't remember. But
No, it's not full court pumps. Yes, I know the one you're talking about.
Exactly.
I know, yeah.
Exactly. So
big dick and a Doberman and a car. Yes, I know that one. Yes.
So that podcast, I remember one of the ladies was saying, because there's a famous one, I've forgotten her name, and then her best friend.
Mm.
So basically she was saying that for the longest time, she supported her friend in whatever she was doing because she felt like it was a time of service to her friend.
Wow.
It was never about her. No, she saw it as I am serving her.
Correct.
This is her dream, so I'm supporting her as
well. Correct.
And of course, she enjoys it.
And I can see it, and probably this is even throwing a spanner in the works, but in the theme of Johari Window, I can see it just to bring it back home with Over 25.
Mm.
Like in the beginning when we were watching Over 25, you could tell it is Jules' baby.
Mm.
Jules used to be the star of the show. She was the Beyonce of the squad.
Yeah.
But look at how Ivy has been able to build an empire out of that.
Amazing.
Like it was service to Ivy to discover her inner self and look at now how she just propelled.
Yeah.
I love it. Like Money Mondays, na kuangapo tu and then I see her endorsements and how she's creative with how she creates her content.
Mm.
Just Ivy, take your flowers. Take your flowers. Here we are not selfish. And this is not for clout, but God willing, one day you will listen to our podcast and you'll hear what we said about you. Yeah.
And so I honestly, I personally see that. I see it as, you know, this is your dream.
Yeah.
I enjoy being a part of it. I enjoy being part of the journey and I see it as a service as well.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Serving you in your goals and in your dreams as well.
I appreciate
and it doesn't
that.
Have to be that, I'm going to get something out of this. It's just genuinely, I enjoy it and I
then
have fun.
You might actually be surprised there would be an endorsement that suits you better than me.
Exactly.
And then it happens. So I normally say nothing in this life is by chance, choice or coincidence.
Mm.
It's all part of a greater plan.
It is.
It's just that hindsight is perfect vision. When you're going through it, it doesn't have to make sense.
Mm.
And that's the problem. We are so hell-bent on it making sense now.
Mm.
Not realizing that you also have to reflect.
Exactly.
So, kinda.
Kinda.
Spotify are coming for you.
Spotify.
Upwards, onwards.
Eh.
Hey. Tukifunga maneno za mwisho 2023 unayonaje?
2023 ninayona ikiwa very bright.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as for me, I see it as I want to continue on with my journey of self-discovery.
I love it.
Being very honest with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Trusting myself.
Good.
Being very genuine with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I've, taken from the lessons that I've learned over the past 2 years is to not be afraid of failure.
Ah!
You know?
Very important.
Failure is going to come.
Always.
In every aspect.
Pain is mandatory.
Pain is
mandatory. Exactly. But suffering is a choice.
Exactly.
That is now the difference.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And so, you know, there are moments that I'm going to fail.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to fall.
Mm.
But I always say that failure is, in a way, it's non-existent because at the end of the day, I'll always pick myself up.
Period.
And so I want to constantly remember that, that in the moments that I feel like I'm failing, that, oh my gosh, this is actually setting me up for something greater. I'm noticing something, a bump, and then I'm going to get through it. So I want to remind myself of that.
I am feeling like 2023 will shock me positively.
Eish.
I am seeing new doors opening that I didn't expect.
Mm.
I'm seeing love suffocating me in beautiful ways.
Ooh.
I'm just seeing like a transformation.
Mm.
Like, wow. This is the reason why I had to endure that hard time. Like all my friends tell me, there has to be a reason when everybody gave up on Dubai and went back home.
Mm.
You are the one who was even fired first and you're the one who stayed.
Exactly.
There has to be a reason. Dubai is not done with you.
Mm.
So Dubai, I'm ready to collect.
Yes.
Collect
them.
Unapologetically. Oh my and gosh. I will leave no crumbs.
Don't leave.
No.
I remember the first year I was here, there's a lady who told me, you know, when you love Dubai, it will always love you back.
Fact.
So I see that for you as well.
Thank you.
That it's definitely loved you.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue loving you.
Thank you.
To end it.
Upwards, onwards, baby girl.
Amen.
Let's do this. Please, you people, don't forget to go and beg Momo on her DMs. And in the meantime, if you love me too, regardless of what platform you're listening to, please go and just click the subscribe button. If you love us even more, we'd really appreciate if you could leave us a review. It can be one word. For example, what word would you use to describe today's episode? Like, how did it make you feel? Let us know in the review section of the platform you're listening to us through. And until next time, when I come your way, stay true, stay you. Momo?
Hashtag chukuni.
On that note, it's been real, everybody. I love you. Bye.
Bye, loves.
Mama na uju unarudi hapa by fire, by force. Even I have to spiritually plant you on this chair. And you will germinate in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.